Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us on the Gypsy Wagon Hour. I'm Dawn of the New Era. We have Iggy Garcia here, medicine people, ready to do this July thing we do.
I'm ready.
We've been talking to... You're ready?
I'm ready when you are.
You sound tired. You sound tired, Iggy.
No, I'm not tired. My voice is just rapsy, a little rapsy today. A little raps to my voice.
I got the Pepsi voice. Ooh.
I got my rapping voice, my DJ voice. Yo, what's up?
Ooh, I like it.
Listen to Nice. my name is DJ Iggy G, and I'm here to jam it up with you.
Oh, that's a good one. It's very intriguing. All right. And slightly creepy. No, I'm just kidding. Oh.
Then I won't share any more voices.
No, please do. Please do. I just have to get grounded first. I love to connect to everybody and just, it has been a very, I would say it's somewhat, this week has been extremely intense and chaotic, and it's brought up a lot. And I mean, I'm getting over a summer cold, which is not a big deal. I mean, a cold's cold. It's been through way worse, but my voice is a little deeper, but it's definitely been intense. So I was really looking forward to when we could slow down all together and do a meditation and get tapped in so that I can calm down and also notice what's going on and, you know, how the stress of the week has affected the body. I mean, that's the best, that's what I like to do to check in and not necessarily fix, but transmute any tension or stress and build gratitude. So just doing some alternate nostril breathing. If you guys out there know what that is, you can do that a couple times. Take your pointer finger and your middle finger and place it on your third eye. And then your thumb goes to the right of your nose and the ring finger to the left. But what you do is alternate. So you kind of pull that left side with the ring finger and inhale. And then before you exhale, you open that one up, put your thumb on your right side and exhale. On that left side, inhale up, then pause your breath, take that ring finger, plug the left, exhale out the right. So it sounds more difficult than it is. Once you get it, this beautiful inhalation, exhalation, utilizing both sides. And I know on the show we've done the 5-second breath. This one really gets, it transmutes that racing mind, that, you know, any anxiety. It allows you to process your thoughts in a way that, so if you're familiar with it, you can do that. If you're not and that's sounding like too much, let's just stick with the 5-second inhale, pause, 5-second exhale. Starting to balance the polarity of mind, body, spirit. And one message I've clearly received in the last couple of days is allowing our roots, our energetic roots, to ground big and deep. So go ahead and just envision your torso, your body as a tree. It could be your favorite tree, any kind of tree. And let those roots, those envision roots coming out of your feet, through the floorboard, into the ground, wherever you're at. Find a way to let those roots start to seek Mother Earth. Go into the crust of the earth, and again, envision them getting bigger, stronger. Notice the little tiny root tentacles that come out and are absorbing water, minerals. Feel how these roots, as they go deeper and deeper, really ground you in, anchor you in to a place of sense of safety in your body, a sense of receiving from her. And almost always when we're grounding or anchoring into Mother Earth, when she's asking us to come back to her, we want to check in with our spine too. Spine is like our ultimate torso, the root, you know, the tree of our body, that part of us that connects in with so many different organs. And so start to visualize your spine. Your roots are still there. You can feel your feet on the ground. Your breath is starting to regulate. And if you can, if you're really good at visualizing, do your best. Start to notice that fluid, the spinal fluid, pumping up one side and down the other with your heartbeat. That cosmic rhythm, that heartbeat rhythm. And what we're going to do is match it to the heartbeat of the Mother Earth. We're going to allow her effortlessly, with our roots grounded deep into her, to start to regulate that heartbeat and regulate the way that it pumps the fluid and the blood throughout our body in a really stable, deep, rhythmic way. And you're doing nothing but allowing that to happen and witnessing it. And after a couple more breaths, your heart beats as one with Mother Earth in perfect union. Just like a mother going into the child, being in the mother's womb, the child being in the mother's womb, you're matching that. You're hearing that. And it's soothing and comforting and reminding you how supported you are. Go ahead and do a final check-in with your breath, allowing it to be centered and gentle. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes if you decide to shut them. Feeling a newfound sense of peace, a blissed, sacred, balanced breath, and a normalized nervous system. And so it is, and so it shall be. Take one more breath, because I've channeled through some interesting content. I didn't really want to go into, you know, anything shadow or fear, but those are the cards that I pulled for the messages today, along with gratitude, though. Like there's this balance of being really grateful for all we have, and at the same time, not pushing away the fact that there's shadow work up. And Iggy and I were talking, you know, right before the show started, and he was mentioning to me, you know, creativity, some things that he was making, and I didn't have a chance to say it too, but I've been creating things as well. It seems to be, I'll be curious as we get callers in, if that, like what, like if that pressure cooker is allowing us to create. It feels really good to create.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I saw some of your creations.
Oh, did you see my pendants?
Yeah. Those were pretty cool. Are those like...
Thank you.
Atlantean type? I wasn't sure.
That's what I heard as I was making them. Well, I had a vision. I had a vision of being in the ancient past and creating, taking crystals, which I'm fair. I am not new to working with crystals, but I'm still trying to figure out how they work, like crystal gazing at them and listening to them. So I asked the crystals that I had, who wants to be, you know, who wants to be turned, who's willing to be in these experimental pendants. And it was funny, and Shay's watching me, right? Because she's doing her own little craft to the side. She's building this cool house with popsicle sticks. And she said, why can't you use that one? I said, well, because it said it doesn't want to. It does not want to. So I took clay. I took polymer clay. And I got the idea from a friend who came over earlier. And she had this sweet, gigantic spirit quartz, which is my favorite crystal right now. Mm-hmm. And it had like all these other crystals on the polymer clay. And I just got so inspired to make my own. But as I was making them, it ended up being something totally different. These little crystals feel like they just have little polymer clay hats on them. They're so cute.
That's funny. I'm about to check them out.
Yeah, I'll show them to you. They look way cooler in person. But I've also been, like, taking beads and putting them on spirit sticks. And I created a spirit hat last month. And I'm into it. Yeah, I'm even like, should I open up a, you know, my mind immediately goes to business all the time. I'm like, should I open up a little Etsy shop? But it's been,
yeah,
it's been really satisfying. I know, right?
I'm making drum beaters right now.
Tell me about that process.
Well, I'm actually making one right now as we're speaking. It's you spin yarn down this shaft of a fiberglass stick, and you just keep doing it like 4-6 times, and then you have to tape them off, and then that's how they make them. I didn't know how they made them. I thought they were all made out of wood, but they're made out of fiberglass, these powwow sticks. So I went on the good old YouTube and studied from a guy who does it for a living, and yeah, it's been fun.
Sounds like ancient. Have you had a vision of making those in the past?
Yes, I've been wanting to make those for years and years, and you know what? I put it off and put it off, and then one day I just finally said, no, I'm going to learn how to do this, because for some reason I'm supposed to make them. I don't know why. I'll figure it out when the time it will present itself.
It's super sacred. I love that. Well, I had a vision as I was preparing. You know, I like to prepare a little table and ask what Oracle card deck wants to be read for the callers and for the general reading. And and then I have a new deck that my friend Lori Serpent Bird. Do you know Serpent Bird? Do you remember her?
Mm-hmm.
She sent me, she's such a cool friend. She sent me the Mystic Art Meditation deck, and I've really been linking in with it and asking it, you know, working with it. It's a really beautiful medicine deck. In fact, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and post the cards for this, you know, for the blog talk show on my Dawn of the New Era Facebook page, because I really want people to see these. And I'm going to gaze into the shadow card and the fear. It's so funny. I pulled these two cards. They literally fell out when I was like, okay, what do I need to, you know, channel or go into in the next hour for us? And when these two fell out, I'd already pulled them out like maybe a few weeks ago, and I was like, ugh, nobody wants those cards. You want the medicine card or the goddess card. And let alone them together. I mean, some of these cards are really beautiful. These are really intense. But, you know, I've had a lot of conflict come up personally and, of course, through clients and friends. Like, I'm hearing conflict in people's lives, and you know, my understanding through different practices and what I'm hearing, and this isn't for everyone, but just test it out and see how it feels, is that, you know, there's no more pushing it down, right? That's kind of what we did with, you know, sexism, racism, all this political, you know, chaos, all that it's brought out is like, we're like, oh my God, what's happening to the world? Is actually, it was already there, but we were like smiling and buying the latest iPod and like, or iPod, ha, dating myself, iPhone, and, you know, or let's make more money and get the better car, like, let's go back to school, whatever it is, like avoidance of the fact that just all this stuff still lives in us. You know, there's only so much joining in, and to some degree we have to join in with the culture that we're in. And so that's the thing. We don't have to, but generally speaking, you know, to get our needs met, a lot of times we have to find a way to blend in with the people around us. So these are all parts of it, but so now the shadow and the fear is up, maybe not today, but in general, and it manifests itself in different ways in everyone's life. I wrote out some really practical tools that could help you, you know, like if you're having issues, if people are having issues in their relationships, with family, loved ones, work, if you're feeling overwhelmed. I have a lot of people around me and myself at times feeling really overwhelmed with really, really intense emotions. And so when I tapped in, my guides were really adamant and fierce about the emotional aspect of what's going on right now, like how we're reacting emotionally, you know, anger, grief, sadness, all these different intense, even joy, you know, that emotions are not facts. So that's the teaching that was coming through, is that when we're feeling something, a lot of times it's very valid to feel it. I mean, you don't want to repress it, because I mean, the general rule is return like a child. If a kid finds delight in like crafting, or, you know, a butterfly, I know my daughter the other day was super ecstatic over catching fireflies and just dancing in the yard, like be here now, Ram Dass, be here now for sure. And then there's also this part that, like, say you are, you know, with your kid, or you're taking your kid to camp, or you're, you know, you're whatever it is that's, you know, that's in your day today or recently, and you're noticing like an intense anger, or you get a text from a coworker, you know, you didn't finish this, blah, blah, blah. That's an example. You might get this intense, fierce, like, anger come up, or say, like, yeah, you're driving someone somewhere, maybe your elderly parent, maybe your kid, maybe just yourself, but you get cut off in traffic and you get this raging emotion. So, like, these things, or you get that email you did not want to get or you did not expect. You wake up, you have your morning coffee, and then you get this email. It's like, holy shit, my whole day. Like, are we really going to start the day this way? So those are examples of fear and shadow. And I'm really going to try to bring this home with practical tools and some insights. I'm actually really excited about this, because feelings aren't facts. We don't need to subscribe to them. A lot of times they're tapping into past childhood things, fears of not being seen or heard or okay. Like, will we really be okay? We've talked about in past shows, like, there's been, you know, moments where even if our consciousness knows we're going to be okay or believes that, our subconscious really doesn't know that right now, because things aren't looking like they're going to be okay in some ways, to a lot of us. And then there's past life. And so whether you believe in past life or not, that's okay. Totally don't have to. It is my belief, and I've had many memories of past lives. And so we've died many times, and we've had a lot of trauma. I mean, thousands of years ago, things weren't this pretty and soft. Like, nowadays, we're kind of hidden from death. People aren't even using, you know, bodies at the funerals anymore. Again, that's not right or wrong, but we're kind of being hidden from real life, you know, from life on life's terms, whereas in the past, that was kind of normal. So, yeah, emotions, They're not really like the truth. So don't subscribe. Feel them, notice them, but try not to put a story around them, I guess, is the message that was coming up. Like sometimes anxiety, fear, resentment, they're there and we can't fix them. And we don't need to put a story to them. What we can do is just actually welcome them. It's not subscribing to them because that means you're putting a story around it, but just welcome and going, wow, okay. Here's that anxiety again as I go into work. Okay, I'm going to let you be here and walk beside me and just be a part of it and allowing it. So that's a new, it's kind of a new practice, a way of not repressing it, but allowing it to slowly teach us. So I know that, you know, generally speaking, Iggy, you're a joyful, happy person. So I'm curious if, like, any of this brings up anything or if you're just in a good space and you're like, go ahead and do your thing.
No, I'm just like everybody else. I have my moments in time, you know, where I express certain emotions. I think with the death part, the death aspect, I've been seeing that a lot lately in people. Actually, I've been seeing it myself. I've actually been having a lot of, like, remembrance of where I'm saying goodbye to a mother and asking a mother of some time, saying, so what's death like? And she goes, well, it's just like sleeping. You just close your eyes and you'll wake up in a new life. And I'm hearing this voice and this person telling me this. And today I was waking up, I was thinking, and I think about that because my mom in this current life said that to me once too, a long time ago, because I asked her about death. Mm-hmm. I said, because when my grandfather died, when he was in his, he was 56, he died, he was coming to visit me, and he didn't make it. He had a heart attack and died. And I remember asking my mom, so about my grandfather. And she goes, well, he's in heaven, blah, blah, blah. You know, the story of heaven and hell and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I was so curious. I was really more curious about what happens when we die. So what's it like? And my mom gave me this answer. She said, well, it's just like sleeping. You just close your eyes and then you just wake up in a new life. I don't even know if she even realized she said that, but I hear that voice all the time now. Like today when I woke up, I said, I told myself, well, I'm blessed that I'm awake. So I mean, let's get another opportunity to do what I need to do today. But I don't remember falling asleep. I don't, it's just, I guess, a part, you know, I let go, a part of me died and let go, and but a part of me was reborn too this morning. So it was really cool.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was real powerful. Real powerful morning for me.
Well, when you tell me that story, it makes me feel real, even more connected to the earth for some reason. I'm not even going to try to figure out, but it makes me feel even more settled into connecting with, you know, everything else. I heard someone say once that you die the way that you lived, like your dying process. Watched a couple people in their dying process, and it seems to be the truth. You die the way that you lived.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I've had a memory of dying in a hypnosis, and it was very similar to that. I mean, I died. I don't remember the actual moment or the transition. All I remember is like being above my body and seeing my daughter now, her name's Shay, but her name was Tanya. And then her, and then I had a son and I knew his name. And I remember kind of in between state going, oh God, I don't want to leave them. I love them so much. And then it was time, and then I kind of, and then there was just this great peace as I left this realm. Oh my God, and forgiveness. We really don't do anything here that couldn't ever be forgiven. I mean, that whole deal of like sin and like you'll be punished, like at least in my experience, when I transitioned, and I did some messed up stuff in that lifetime, according to other people. I mean, I had killed, I had treated myself horrible, and as soon as I transitioned, boom, nothing, pure love. No one was there like, you're in trouble for that. It was just like, yeah, that happened.
That's good. I've told you about my coma dream, right? My coma dream?
No, I don't think. Well, maybe. My memory is not the best.
It's kind of like what you were just talking about, where I was in a coma, and when I would go to sleep this happened for about 5 years. I would go to sleep, and I would dream I was in another body, in a coma, and all this other family was like praying for me, pulling for me, and then one day, they let me go. And I woke
Whoa.
Up crying like nobody's business. And that was really intense. I should really, really write that story down, because that really, really moved me to do a lot of the work that I do today. You know, because that was so deep for me to sit there and listen to all these people who I had no idea who they were, but I meant something to them.
Whoa. Please write that down.
Yeah.
Please write that down. From my understanding, when we dream, we're going into, you know, possible, you know, we're living lots of different experiences all at once in different realms, and that there's different purposes for dreams is what I hear. But that one, it sounds like you were literally like Shay says, we're not just in a time where we're going into the future. You can actually incarnate either. I could incarnate into the year 3015, or we talk about where you want to go next lifetime. You want to go back to the 1600s, or are you going to go up? Because time, that spiral, which is in the fear card, I see that spiral. It's actually like, it's not linear. Time is not linear. So I'm wondering if you were going like into your lifetime in another, you know, time, but it's actually now. It's all
possible.
One.
It's possible. It felt real. Felt super real.
Sweet. No, you never told me about that. Man, people have cool dreams. I have the most regular. Unless I have the beings that come teach me, I have some groups that come from different star planets, and they'll give me teachings, and I'll go, hey, now I need to write this down, or how am I going to remember this when I wake up? So I get teachings, but I don't have cool dreams. I don't get to have cool sex dreams. I don't have cool dreams about, you know, going to other places. I'm like, what is wrong with my subconscious? Why is it so plain? The only thing I could think of is that my reality is so magical and I'm connected into it all. Like, I don't know. Maybe this is my dream world.
There's your answer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's magical here. It's magical here, man.
Hell yeah, it is. So just for time's sake, I do want to stare at these two cards. I just keep feeling pulled to do that no matter what. And just the shadow card is very red. So it's very red, very fiery. There is an Ankh in there. I'm seeing like a blood moon. There's hints of blue. It makes my scalp feel really tight. And it's kind of like this shadow guy who is not sure of who he is. He's not sure. He's left one life. He's in between lives. So there's this staircase that he's just went down, and he's looking back into the past, and he's saying, that's all I know. Who I am, like that's who I remember that I am. And his mind looks very, very fractured. It's not working in sync. And he's not rooted into the ground. He's actually stepping on lava, on fire. So, you know, it seems like he has to rush into this next staircase and door, but he won't quit looking at the past. So that's the shadow message. And there is this, the only thing that it feels like light in this whole dark, the only
wow.
yin to the yang, is these lilies, these two white flowers that are somehow in between the two doors. And they grow in the moon, they say. We're moon flowers. But yeah,
Just gave me a reading.
That's what I do.
Really? Seriously? I feel like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty trippy, man.
All right, so the fear, what is the fear? Why are we staring into the past door when this other one is open? The other one doesn't look necessarily like there's anything epic in it, but there is a guide there waiting. So there's a guide in this portal that we're being asked to eventually, not yet, but to step into. And we'll know it's all about divine timing. But there's this this bird man, and he has a spear, and he has a cloak. And again, those spirals are there. So there's this, it's kind of tapping into what I was just talking about. Like, we've had so many experiences that we expect that what is to come will be as it was. And we're giving ourselves way, you know, this guy is saying, he's kind of like a spirit guide who can be tricky, but he really, fear is really on our side, is what he's saying. This fear has kept us safe, has kept us alive, but we cannot subscribe to what was, because what will be nothing like what was. We can't even with our minds imagine the magic that is to come. And though it's all really, for lack of a better term, good, he is saying, it's unfathomable. And when we can't, even if something is for our greatest good, even if something is epic and magical, if our ego minds can't understand it, we still fear it. And goes back to what we know, the torture and the pain of what we know, because it's familiar. And so that's what those two guys, I'd be glad to put them back in the deck. Thank you. I'm going to thank them and honor their messages. I'm not used to working with shadow guys, but they're very positive. I mean, or not positive, but they're not harmful. They're just there to let us know, like, that's what's going on in the back of our minds. And the acceptance around that, like accepting that it is and not fixing it. Like, we don't have to figure out how we're going to get through that next door. We're naturally going to step through it. And so what they're recommending is doing an honoring ceremony for what was, and to make space for what will be. And that, you know, you can do that in so many different ways. You can do that, and you can do it multiple times. You can, as you take your shower, you know, let's say, let this water cleanse away the past fears that are no longer serving me. You can go out in your barefoot and say, Mother, take that. You can give offerings of tobacco and cornmeal to the past, to the ancestors, and just keep, what they're saying is just keep doing this, because you're making, you know, you're giving your, you're saying, I honor it, I'm not running from it, and pain and suffering and joy all wants honored before it can transmute. That's why I say, like, don't push down certain emotions, because it needs to be, it needs you to bow to it, and it transmutes so quickly. I know I've said this before, but you have a little 3-4-year-old in the room with you, and they're just screaming and crying, and you say, shut up, go away. What's going to happen? Well, they're going to scream and cry louder. That's your emotions. It'll do the same thing. But if you get down on the same level as that kid and you say, I see that you're so angry. You're just really angry right now. And you stomp your feet with them and you make it a big deal. Chances are, and I've literally done this, they'll laugh. They'll transmute it. They'll go, thank you. I just wanted you to notice me. And so that's the way that fear and anger and all that works. I know. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But we haven't been taught that in this culture. We've been taught to, like, make it go away, push it down, shush them up, give them some candy. They just want
this
to be heard.
This is true.
And we did too. Mm-hmm. Boy, practicing what I teach is the biggest thing. It's easy to do with a kid, but like a partner, I'm like to my boyfriend, I had this summer cold, and then I kept working and doing things, and he gets the summer cold, and he's like, oh God, it's so horrible. I need to lay in bed all day. Instead of saying, I see that you're suffering, and like, this cold is really, you know, a lot for you. I'm like, suck it up, buttercup. It's just a cold. I'm like, I've been parenting and working on businesses and blah, blah, blah with this cold. So, like, I guess that's why I made the message of the week self-compassion, because I could beat myself up for that. Like, I know these are practices, and it's not perfect, you know? Shoot.
You want to take a quick break real fast and come right back?
Sure, sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, let's do that. Right back.
All right.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to With Insights Radio, the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Dawn of the New Era, Dawn Thompson. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. May my gypsy wagon be coming to a town near you. I'm open. Aw. I do get to go to, I don't think I told you this yet, but I last minute got a workshop in at Rootwire, which has been my dream for like freaking 7 years.
There you go. We just talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah,
awesome.
I thought it was a no-go.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, my tribe really pulled in for me. A couple of friends and Shay's dad were really like, please let her in. And it's just, I feel like I have so much I can contribute and share, and I'm really excited about it. And, you know, it's not all light. I mean, there's a lot of talk about conflict resolution. I there was miscommunication. I was supposed to be there, Wednesday. Well, I have another event and other things going on. And so, I utilized my own tools. You know, strong emotions come up, and I'm like, okay, listen to others with an open mind. Track my body, let it do its reactions, and I think it's going to be resolved. But it was definitely intense at first. But Tassine and I are doing our meditation and drawing class, which is always fun for me because I never know, you know, just like the meditations I do at the beginning of the radio show, I never know what is going to channel through. Like I don't at times I have pre-planned it, like around Halloween, I know it's going to be about, you know, kind of death and transmutation and spirits and stuff like that, or it could be about tends to always go back to Mother Earth. But yeah, that'll be fun. And then next month I have Wild Woman. And then I also put a link to this on Dawn of the New Era. There's this really cool little festival called the Sacred Geo Experience. And I'm talking with the owner of that about doing a workshop there as well. So it's popping now. The summer is full of fun.
Good for you. Awesome.
Thank you. I really want you to come to Rootwire 1 year. I think it would be your heaven. I think you would never not go to it again.
Yeah, I'll get there. I have a calling to go there. I turned it down 1 year to go. I was supposed to see something and I didn't go. I wasn't familiar with
Rootwire
back then. That's
okay.
Neither here or there now, so it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I know we only have like, you know, 20-25 minutes left, so I wanted to just make sure I cover the rest of the stuff that came up that I really want to share as much as possible. And in that same deck with the fear and the shadow, which I lovingly put back in the deck, We also got the gratitude card, and it's this man, a green man, and believe it or not, he has the tree that was at the meditation, but it's on the top of his head. And then, let's see, I'm going to go ahead and read it. Gratitude. So it's called the shaman tree. Not asleep, but a dream in the waking. Wow. Okay, that already goes in with your coma dream and the card where he's in this like in-between world. So I'm already getting shivers. Not asleep, but a dream in the waking. Going deep, a vision in the making. The green man wakes the forest breathing. The goddess is his crown and spreading roots, willows, and elder oaks. And brand new green grass shoots. Tall bamboo and gratitude. Too. He is nature, you see. He is the shaman tree. And the spirit of the shaman tree came through a feeling of gratitude for the elder forest with an intention to paint a shaman who would help transform the unconscious destruction of the great trees that had been occurring on our planet. He is the green man from the Celtic tradition. The spirit of shaman tree exists everywhere, even in the concrete jungle. In this painting, a tree grows out of the top of his head. The roots and branches appear to have no beginning and no end, connecting you to heaven and grounding you to earth, redefining your deep, infinite knowledge and knowing, ever reaching, seeking nature. He assists in the conscious communication to the divine essence in all things. The shaman is astral travel through cosmic doorways. Performing these journeys, he is filled with gratitude, for he heals members of his human tribe, animal, and planet kingdom. Imagine this day represents a reflection of what is and what will be. By expressing gratitude for what is, and that is, you know, like I was saying, doing those ceremonies to honor what is and what has been, you confirm your conscious choice of manifestations and prompt the universe to deliver. In giving thanks now for what will be, you are energetically attracting these intentions into your reality. These moments of gratitude are nurturing seeds, empowering intentions, supporting change for a more vibrant relationship with you and your world. So on this day and every day, connecting with nature in some way, remembering to be grateful for what is, go forth in gratitude, flowing with a smile in your heart. For this card is a reminder to observe the love in your world and to give thanks for all you give and receive. For when you are in harmony with nature, magic and beauty is everywhere. Living in gratitude, you're not only honoring yourself, but also offering a generous gift to all of humanity. So we got some reoccurring messages there.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's...
I must have shuffled your deck.
No, man. Yes, and we're all connected. I mean, I'm always like, I can't make this stuff up. If I do, you know, I'll do a reading for someone, and it's like repeat, but in different words, because the message wants to get through. Like, it wants to get through to us.
Yeah, this whole show, you've been reading me the whole show.
Maybe you're the only one listening.
Super. Well, there are other people listening, but it's just funny, you know? It's just like, oh, my God, what the heck?
I love it.
Okay, Spirit, I hear you.
That's
like,
the whole thing.
Pack your stuff and go.
Yeah, it's loud and clear. And you've been whispered that for so long, but it goes back to divine timing. Like, we have been, those who have been seeking, and maybe even those who haven't, like, if I do a reading party, someone who might think they're not really aware, we all know who we are and what we came here to do. And sometimes we get eager to rush into what will be. And it's very clear in this last, you know, hour, that we're being asked to pause, and to create, and to go into nature, and to really make every day a ceremony of gratitude for what was. And what I really heard and what I learned from Spirit in that last gratitude card was to start thanking for what will be. And that really moved me when I read that part. Like, instead of, like, that's the counterbalance to the fear of not knowing what will be, is to say thank you for what is coming. That it, that really moved me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, I'm just like, wow. I'm not a big,
like,
wild
wow
person, but when I get wild, I get wowed. I'm like, geez.
That's great. That's really good.
Beautiful reading. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank all of you for tuning in and, you know, and being willing to go through the, you know, I know a lot of light workers like to just focus on the light. Well, shit, I'd like to, but I'm waking up to, you know, finding out that I had, it's okay, because it's going to be okay, but like a precancerous tumor removed, and, you know, and this, that, and this, like, there's always some, like, that just happened. I got the results back from this procedure, and it'll be fine. Like, I understand that, you know, where this was placed, like, there's no way that it can, as long as I get regular checkups fairly regularly, like, it's not that kind. But just to hear that word, and just to, like, you know, have these interactions with people that I've known for a while that are, like, really intense right now. Like, things are really intense, and we're actually building up and being prepared for an entire revolution. And that's just what is. I mean, that has happened throughout our lifespans, all our lifetimes throughout history, is that it is the ebb and flow of the earth, you know, and it's what will be. And so, and everyone's being prepared in their own special way for this awesome and intense revolution. My own personal story is just conflict resolution with people, like, you know, when people, and I pulled the card, you know how I love my Don Miguel Ríos. And I was like, okay, I'm going to pull one for today. And it was, don't make assumptions. Discern the truth. The problem with making assumptions is that we believe they're the truth. We make an assumption, we misunderstand, we take it personally, and we react by sending our emotional poison with our word. And this creates a whole big drama for nothing. And when I pulled this, I was like, duh, that's exactly what's been happening, is that people are in their own worlds, and I'm in this really different one. And so, like, even people that are close to me, like, I have one friend I've had for over 10 years, and she was like, you know, stop doing your medicine. Like, you need to be you need a steady business, and you might not ever make it in your dreams. And I was like, whoa. I have to go back to Don Miguel Ríos. Right?
Mm-mm.
And it really, that was like last week or the week before, it really shook my world, because you expect, I only let so many people in all the way, and I expect the people that I let in all the way to really have my back. Well, the more I use the tools that I suggested at the beginning, listen to others with an open mind, notice my body's reactions, this is tapping into past karma, my childhood, the more I did that and had self-compassion, the more I could step into her world and see, okay, this is her story. This is how her life, and it's not all or nothing. Some of the points she was making are valid. Like, you know, in order to become financially stable, there is a piece to focusing on certain numbers in business. And I can honor that. I don't think it's the whole thing. I really don't, as she might believe. But, you know, it's like, and then the misunderstanding, like with Rootwire, of like, I have to be there Wednesday, but I can't be there Friday. Conflict resolution. I'm noticing that I'm being prepared, basically, and we all are being prepared for what is to come, which is going to be very intense. And this is in astrology. This is, I mean, listen to any seer. We don't know what it looks like. According to the cards, it's going to be really fucking beautiful. It's going to be really painful and really satisfying. It's going to be really scary and really joyful. Like, I think it's going to be all of it. All of it.
Yeah.
Intense, though.
I agree with you on that. Definitely.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
You're right about that, what you said about your friend, though. It is her perceptions on how she sees the world and how she... did you ask her to give you, or did she just voluntarily give it to you, the information you were requesting?
No, I was kind of just processing. Like, I call her, you know, she's my girlfriend, talk about life,
okay,
relationships and stuff like that. And you know, financial stuff did come up because I don't make as much as I would like. And, or, you know, to meet everything that I need, there's still some fear around abundance, which is so common. And she's like, well, you need to go back to school. And this is the people, you know, there's tons of people that, you know, want to do a sacred dance workshop and they're in poverty and they're in their 50s and they're not making it. And I'm like, oh, I just know without a doubt what I'm here to do. And it's the one thing that I don't have any doubts around is my contribution. And I know I'll be supplied for, but it's very human to sometimes worry about, will I be able to put Shane
sure
in that certain kind of school? And so, you know, when you have a good friend, that's the person you go to. So I was very shocked. And I also see where, in her mind, being a hard ass about it is supporting me. And it's not supporting me per se. Maybe a little, I don't know. But no, I didn't particularly ask, but it's a shock. It's a shock because that's not how our friendship has been for
or
a
maybe,
while. And
maybe she's just being blunt with you and saying, hey, you know what? Stop talking about it and just do it. You know, a lot of people
yeah
who do this work talk about doing it, but they don't do it. You know, when you take
exactly
it serious, when you start to, you know, apply it and you live it and you breathe it, you know, it's kind of like if you were a motivational speaker and you're not getting any speaking gigs, well, you're obviously doing something wrong.
Right.
You know, you're obviously not connecting to the proper things. I mean, you constantly got to be out there and you're doing it, but you're doing it. And you got to go to other people's workshops to learn how they're doing it and how they're manifesting and creating. That's how what I do. I go to other people's stuff.
Yes.
That's how I learn. Because there's always good information, number one. And number two, you know, you got to want to see how other people are manifesting, creating. You know, it's not – ego has a plays in it a little bit. And then once you get past your ego a little bit, you know, it's not – it's because I used to kind of have that thing, well, if I go to someone's class, that means I might not know something. And that might not look good, you know, but no, but it's the reverse. It's the opposite. It's better to go to other people's stuff, and that's how you learn. You're always learning and gaining wisdom and knowledge and applying it and sharing it with the world, because the way you translate and send that message to somebody may be different than that person, but then you take that same message and restructure it into your verbiage, and people hear it.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And what a great reminder to, like, seek. That's the second time I've got that message, like go to other people's stuff, which I haven't in a while, not so much because I'm like, oh, I won't learn anything, but more because I haven't had, or I've been using my time for other things. But you know what, I was looking through the workshops at Rootwire, and there's like a sacred sexuality one, a yoni one. I'm all about that stuff. I'm like, I can't wait to learn about that, and some sound healing stuff. And I actually haven't been to anybody's stuff in so long because I've been working on other, mostly parenting. I'm telling you what, I'm giving Shay twice a week French lessons, coaching teams, camp. I'm kind of like in Shay world right now.
Yeah, that's
fun,
good.
Though.
That's all right.
It's
beautiful too.
But also doing, yeah, it's been so, talk about heart rewarding and heart healing. That girl is magical. She's a magical. It's tough to raise kids, but it is very rewarding. My goodness.
Cool.
My boo. Oh, it doesn't look like we're going to have time for call-in readings today, huh?
No. I don't think so. That's okay.
I hope that
you gave me a reading.
I got
a reading.
Yes. And hopefully these messages can really help everyone too, even if it's just specifically for you, Iggy. I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna send you a link, okay, a little bit later.
Okay.
And it's about motivational speaking, but the applications of what the guy talks about is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm gonna send it to you, and I want you to listen to it because it's very powerful what he says in that message. apply it to whatever you're doing, and it makes sense. And that's kind of where I'm at now. I'm going, that makes sense because what he's saying is true because I'm not applying what he's saying. I'll send it to you. It's very powerful. Very, very powerful.
I like that. Thank you. I appreciate that. I will take it. And my ego has been humbled in this hour. I mean, not that it was bad, but I knew my ego was a little bit out of control. I was just kind of like, well, what am I going to do with this? And ego meaning fear and, you know, it's been kind of running rampant. And again, I'm going to practice my own advice and sit, you know, and go, oh, fear, you know, give it some self-compassion. I was just flipping the card and it came up again. I'm like, okay, all right. So I think that'll help to read that and to attend other workshops and just be carried for a little bit. And yeah, I like that. I like summer. This summer has been awesome. As intense as I'm making it sound, it's actually been really a powerful summer.
You want to hear something funny?
Sure.
I've spoken to now at least 5 people that I know who are in our community, and they've told me, well, that Dawn's really doing some amazing stuff. Like, she's all over the place. Like, everywhere I turn, she's everywhere. That's what people have found.
I open my closet,
their perception.
Boom, they're done.
But it's their perception, how they see you, you see? And you motivate and you inspire them. You don't even know you did.
I did not know that.
There's like 5 people who I know directly who, you know, have mentioned that to me. So what's going on, Dawn? She's just like, oh, she's doing great, you know, blah, 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 you know, and I'm like, of course she is. She's on the radio, she's traveling to California, you know, she's doing it. It'll catch up with you. It'll all come your way. It's coming. Because you're already in it.
Wow, when you put it that way, yeah. Thank you. Oh, wow, that's cool. Thank you.
But she didn't know that until I told you that, because sometimes you need to hear that.
Yeah, I really didn't.
But you make a difference.
I really didn't. Aww. That's really what I want to do. Transmuting experience and pain, make a difference. And most of all, connect with community. I want to be with people.
Sure. I get you. I totally understand.
I know you do. Well, I have, I think it's about time, and I have instead of pulling cards, I pulled this poem out, and it seems to really cover everything that we were talking about in a different way, and it even has the word revolution in it. If I could end with that, I'm going to read one more time. It's the title is called Putting It Gently. However the next revolution unfolds, we humans will not be supervising it. We do not order these planetary life-sustaining cycles and systems that we have disordered. It is according to their own laws that they must adjust to our impact, crumbling, collapsing, turning, settling, and rebalancing ages later into some new state. Although we have not yet understood this, we, like all other creatures, now have a very specific survival task. Adapt ourselves and our massive civilization to a new biosphere, if we can. I am a planet-born and bound animal. There is no other place for me. Registering threats to my homeworld's ability to support life makes my brain a miserable, dysfunctional instrument. Surely I can flee this danger or fight it, or at least find an old battle cry that will make it disappear from view again. You can't have mine. Who's to blame for this? More growth now. Repent. Print faster. You see what I'm up against? The brain must grow now. Exponential growth. Yes, please, between these ears. Since dominion is not, as we assumed, our role here, what is? Might we, in the face of unendurable loss, finally bring forth from our heart's anguish an observant, responsive intelligence and a fully biosphere cooperative culture. Could we open our eyes en masse to this gorgeous, righteous gift, an earthly lifespan, so that our celebration songs become as powerful as the rivers? However the next revolution unfolds, we humans will not be supervising it. The challenge now is that our other intriguing, energizing possibility that we might finally learn to supervise ourselves. And that Susan Camras wrote that in 2014.
Very nice. All right.
And that's it. We can only control ourselves. Yeah.
That's right.
For sure.
That's it.
Thanks, everyone, for calling in. Thank you, Iggy. I love you so much. I love you all.
You're welcome.
And we'll check in.
Enjoy the rest of your week.
Mm-hmm. All right. You too.
Take care.
Right. Bye-bye.
Much love.